Well, it's the first day of April and the Australian share market is off to a decent start. We've got the ASX 200, in fact, up by around a quarter of a percent. So it is the second straight session of gains for our market. But as has been the case all week, we started off in a stronger position. We're actually up around half a percent and we faded from those levels. So that's perhaps partly a reflection of cautious trade, not only at the end of the month and quarter just yesterday, but also we're heading into a four-day Easter long weekend as well. So it can create some unpredictable and cautious trades in the share market. Now, having said that, yesterday the Aussie market wrapped up what was the sixth straight month of gains for our market. We're up around 1.8% in March, but also up about 3% in the March quarter. So it has been a robust start to 2021 so far. Now, across the market, a choppy performance. There are two sectors that are standing out, the mining sector and also technology stocks, which are up in the order of around 1.5%. Outside of that, the market is a little more choppy and fragmented, with energy stocks, industrials, consumer staples, banks and property stocks in negative territory at this stage. Now, Greater Brisbane's three-day lockdown will be lifted from noon today. Queensland recording just one locally acquired case. And while certain restrictions will remain, which include wearing masks for a couple of weeks, travel stocks are actually mostly lower today. Now, they already improved yesterday, so they're basically just coming off the boil. That includes all of the major players. Webjet, which is selling about $250 million in convertible notes, is doing worse. It's down about 5%. Now, on the dividend front, we've got around $1.2 billion being paid out in dividends, mainly from just a handful of stocks. The largest will be CSL, followed by Suncorp, Treasury Wine Estates, Super Retail Group, and Aurora. Boral is up around 6%, and that's after completing the $1 billion sale of its 50% stake in a joint venture that it started back in 2014. This is USG Boral. So it's going to use those funds not only to reduce debt, but it's also launching a buyback. So its shares have jumped on that news. We're also seeing AMP up about 5%. And that's after the company's chief executive, Francesco De Ferrari, has announced his resignation. He'll be staying in the role until at least July, according to the group. And ANZ's chief executive, Alexis George, will be stepping into the role in the third quarter of the year. And she has over 25 years experience in the financial services industry. Now, on the economic front, quite a bit released today. Probably one that's receiving a bit more attention in the media, at least, is the latest figures on property prices. Nationally, prices have jumped 2.8% in March, the biggest lift in monthly prices since October 1988. Prices rose across all capital cities, but jumping most in Sydney, where prices have improved by 3.7%. Now, the Aussie dollar, 75.9 US.